I am an artist at loving my community, my nation, my world, my universe. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I am an artist loving my community, my nation, my world, my universe. My, that's a big cup of tea, isn't it? But it's not really so big. It's merely an expression of who and what I am. I am an artist, and my scene is never too large. My scope is never too grand. My fulfillment is never too wonderful. It's always fantastic. I look at the world I'm living in. I look at the community I'm living in, and I see everyone in my community as harmonious and beautiful. Everyone in my community wants to have things beautiful and good. They want lovely schools. They want lovely hospitals and roads. And they want lovely governmental buildings. They want a lovely library. They want all the things that go to make up a happy, harmonious community. They want beautiful churches. They want beautiful people every turn of the way. And so the people in the community bring these things forth by their love, by their gesture, by their involvement, by their investment. They bring these things forth because they're in their heart. They're in their soul. They're in their being. And so the community is indeed a very wonderful and a very special place. It's a place where you love to bring up your children, where you have lovely parks to play in, and you'll have lovely neighbors. Everyone is harmonious. Everyone is peaceful. Everyone is good because I created them that way. I see them that way in my mind. If I hear some slanderous comment, I immediately say, "Begone. Get thee behind me, Satan." And I only concentrate on the good and the beautiful, and therefore, and to wit, that's all I ever experience is the good. If I concentrate on the good is what I see. And I live in a good community. It's a community that is thoughtful and loving and kind, a community that cares about one another, a community that supports its programs on behalf of the people. It's a good community, yes. Yeah, I live in a beautiful nation. I am a person that loves my country, loves my government. And I say, here in the United States, we have the finest government in the world. We have the most beautiful legislators, all interested in behalf of the people, all interested to give the people the most beautiful country ever possible. Now, the tendency is to spend a lot for munitions and for war, to spend a lot for space studies and other things that are good. But before too much is ever done on any of those things, my nation, my government, thinks of the people and how can they make life more reasonable, more beneficial for the people. And they create all sorts of great programs that benefit the people. And this is number one thing in their heart, number one thing in their soul, and number one thing in their mind. And that's all that matters. I love my world. Yes, it's a wonderful world I live on. This ball floating around in outer space, going here, there, and nowhere. It has no pattern. We don't know where it's going, what its purpose is, what it's good, but we know it's good. Oh, it has its trembles now and then. It has its aches and pains now and then. And immediately we say, all is in divine order. Whenever we see something that is slightly off kilter, slightly inharmonious, we speak our word and say, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. And we affirm that, affirm that, affirm that. We mantra that. We say it in our hearts and our soul and our being. We say it morning, noon, and night. We say it all the time, and we have our family saying it. All is in divine order. Unconditionally loving. All is in divine order. Unconditionally loving. Well, as I do that with my world, and I see the storms, and I see the volcanoes, and I see the earthquakes, and I see the beautiful weather, and I see all, and I say to myself, hey, okay, let's look at this. In all the world, there are maybe one storm now and then. Maybe a stormy season, but generally speaking, the world is a calm, harmonious place. The world is a beautiful, sunny place. The world is a lovely place, a balanced place. The world, the tectonic plates are supposedly doing whatever they're doing. And the earthquake is just a change in tectonic plates underneath the earth. And the volcanoes is, again, another source of that. So I say peace. Peace. Just like the wind can have its hurricane high in the sky, untouching the earth. It's just like the rain can blow around and be everywhere, but it doesn't have to flood anything. I don't create the rain flooding. I create the rain being a balanced, harmonious expression on earth to the benefit of plants and man alike. I am in charge. I am thinking all these beautiful things. I'm knowing all these beautiful things. I'm having that as my reality. Whenever anything comes to my attention, I immediately say, peace. If anything is inharmoniously, I say, peace. And what is inharmoniously thought is now harmoniously thought. Peace. I say, peace everywhere, and my world is filled with peace. I say, peace everywhere, and my world is in balance and in harmony. And it is wonderful, and it is good, and it is very good. I love my universe. I'm the artist. I paint my universe. And I am so grand in my painting of my universe that my universe has no beginning and no end. The endlessness of space, the endlessness of time, the non-beginningless and non-ending of space and time, I don't quite understand all that. I'm a logical, reasonable person who says things should be in certain order, but it doesn't matter. If I think of the universe, and I think of the universe, our Milky Way galaxy, and others, and I think one universe inside of another universe, inside of a grander universe, inside of a grander, and they just go on at it ad infinitum, forever and ever, with the grand and grand and grander universes. And as I see these universes, and as I speak about these universes, I say, they are all good and very good. There is a divine plan for all these things. I don't see them, but they're there. We've developed a university of chaos, because we used to think chaos was just confusion. But now we find that chaos is not confusion, it's a representation of even a higher level of vibration, a higher level of balance, a higher level of order that I had never dreamed possible before. These revelation of dreams that are coming to me, this awareness of how the universe is formed and how the universe planned, it's all through thought, it's all through idea, it's all by a divine program, a divine design, never finished, always continuing, always being unconditionally loving. And when I expect it, I find that true. And I look at the world and I say, my goodness, here in all this world, there is all of these things going on, and I think that they're so terrible. And then I look at them and I say, they're not as terrible as they seem to be. But regardless, I say peace. Regardless of anything going on in the universe, in the world, in the community, I say peace. And as I say peace, I bring my peace with me. And my peace falls into place. And all the circumstances that disturbed me or made me feel insecure or unsure now are in balance. And the balance is something that I know physically, mentally, spiritually, every day of my life. The balance is something that exists as a very real and a very important aspect of the world. And so I say, all is in harmony and balance now. All is harmonious and balanced now. All is harmonious and balanced now. All is harmonious and balanced now. I chant this again and again. I replace in my mind the worrisome thought of something out of order with the true thought of everything in balance and in order. And as I chant these things of the truth of all these things being in balance and in order in my life, then these things are in balance and in order in my life. I am the artist. I am the creator. It's my palette. It's my paint. It's my condition. But more than any of those things at all, it's the picture in my mind that I am revealing to all the world right now. It is the picture in my mind that I am revealing to the world. The picture exists. The picture is a reality. And I am just opening my consciousness to that reality, realizing that it is already done. I am opening my consciousness to the expression of all that is good and beautiful, and it is all good and beautiful, and it is who I am, and what I am, how I am, where I am, and all that is good and beautiful. I am the master of myself. I am the master of my world. I'm the master of my thinking. I'm the master of everything. And I am, as master, the creator. So carefully, I craft my skill, my artistry. I craft my thought awareness that all things are in divine order. I craft my skill as an artist, thinking, seeing, revealing the balance and goodness that I am. I look around me, and everything I see is good and very good. I look around me, and everything I see is unconditional love personified. I look around me, and I see all is good and very good. It's not something I'd like to be. It's something that is. It's not something that might be or might not be. It is something that is. It is something that is the allness, the goodness, the totality. It is something that makes no difference for anyone else or anything else in the world. It is where I am. And because it is where I am, it is good and very good. Because it is where my thinking is, where my mental thinking, my mental picture. And I have this mental picture of a good world, a good universe, a good community. And as I have this mental picture, the mental picture reveals itself as a human physical picture, as a divine picture, as a glorious picture, as a picture of a reflection of all that is desirable and worthwhile. As I pet my dog and say, I love you, so I pet the world, the universe, my community. I pet all of the things that are precious and good to me, and I call all these things wonderful, glorious, fantastic, marvelous, and good right now. It's up to me where my heart is, where my thought is, where my petting is, where my delight is. And my delight is in good and all good. My delight is in a world that is just an infinitesimal part of unhappiness or upsetness, according to my thinking. And all the rest of the world, all the time, is in balance. Storms are not the norm. They are the passing fancy. They are the passing unreality of all life. And as these things are this passing unreality of all life, I place in motion my thought of balance, peace, and harmony for my world, my community, myself, and my universe, and all that I am. My nation is standing forth in balance, harmony, peace, and joy. And this is where I am standing forth. And this is where I am creating all standing forth. I love you. I love you. I love you.